Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Girl genitals.
Girl genitals.
Oh.
Well, hey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 25th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price has a showroom in De Pere. It's a wonderful showroom. You should go in there and look around. You should always tell me your AM and the PM. I have spoken for Thompson Price for 23 years. This is the longest running advertiser this show has. I say he deserves a gold watch when it's all over. You know, like the retirement thing. I'll give that some thought, and I'll tell you more about Thompson Price after this.
Hey!
Our control board can't operate itself. Somebody, we're not automated yet like these self-driving cars. We need a control board operator. We have one. He's sitting there now. For 19 years, I'm glad we didn't need him because we wouldn't have been able to get him in the studio because he was far, far away. That's where he lived. Great Britain is where he lived for 19 years and 10 of those. No, hold on.
Automation.
Idiot.
Automation.
Bring in the automation guy.
I know.
No. Edit that. We cannot have that go out.
Radio edit.
For 19 years, if we had needed him, he would not have been accessible because he was in Great Britain. 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England, where his dad still lives and listens every day. Trevor Limey Limestone Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
question if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Well, we're proud to have Bill Cleveland in the studio with us today. Here today, gone tomorrow. You know that expression. Well, that applies to him because tomorrow he just may jump the car, fill up the tank, and head north or south or go westbound or go... We don't know. We don't know what's wrong with
him. I heard yodeling this time.
I know.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm the only one in here who can yodel. Proud of that.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hang on a second. Your mic's real low. Can you say
hello, everybody?
Can you try talking into the mic?
Hello, everybody.
That's still right, low.
Yeah, it is pretty low.
There we go.
It's operator error over there.
Mm, I'll see. Well, Tim Woodburn is with us today, and we're glad he is. He also, and in moments' notice, could be taken away because he's not just the newsman or head of the news department or head of our research department or in charge of resetting the digital clock. It's something else he does. And then I mentioned he's an author, too, but he is full-time private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I'm celebrating 10 years Welcome. As a PI in St. Louis this October. And I've got a new book out of 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a private investigator. It's called Bad Mood, Good Mood. Chapter 4, Time to Go, is about a female St. Louis police officer who once hired me to escort her boyfriend, not just out of the apartment, not just out of the neighborhood, to the airport and out of the state.
Wow.
If you want to turn your bad mood into a good mood with some funny true stories, this is the book for you. Check it out on my website, badmoodgoodmood.com.
Well, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He has been since day one. Does a great job protecting us. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Jim.
Rat Boy, and Timmy says you're his inspiration. He is working on a book now. He just started on it. It's called Bad Mood, Good What?
Cheese.
Bad Mood, Good Cheese. And the whole idea is if you're in a bad mood, just find some good cheese and eat it. It's almost stealing your idea, but it's not funny stories. Well, it's just about different cheeses that put you in a good mood.
Bad cheese, good mood wouldn't make any sense.
No.
So it has to be good mood, bad cheese.
No, it's bad mood, good cheese.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's about Gouda. Sort of bad mood, Gouda cheese.
Oh, stop the music. Rat Boy, you hear that? That's not bad.
Yeah.
You hear that? You like it?
Cheese.
No. No, we know you like that part. Bad mood, Gouda cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he likes it.
Yeah.
He likes it. Thank you, Bill.
I want a cut of that.
You want a cut of that?
You want a cut of cheese?
You want a cut of cheese?
You want a cut of cheese, huh?
Give me that, please. From Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
So, Tim has to leave early. Before you leave, do we discuss your little reaction today? You had a bad morning.
Well.
And you don't know what it is.
No, I have, if my family's listening, though, I hope my mom's up hearing this because she always freaks out every time I tell her this happens. She thinks I'm on my deathbed. I just had, my upper lip is about four times the size it normally is. And I had an allergic reaction this morning during a stakeout of somebody in Jefferson County this morning. I was kind of out in the woods in the country and was staking somebody out, and all of a sudden I just got a frog in my throat.
I thought you'd been to the dentist because sometimes you get all puffed
right.
up. And
well, my voice got scratchy and my whole face started to swell up, and it's one of those things where, you know, they talk about EpiPens a lot in the news, you know, where the makers of EpiPen are making them a lot more expensive. Luckily, my health insurance has kept my cost down, but I have to keep them in the car with me, and it's a lifesaver because I had to literally in the middle of a PI assignment this morning.
Jab yourself in the leg.
Pull my pants down and slam myself in the thigh with a needle.
Ugh.
And still, when I walk in here, that was at 8 o'clock this morning. I walk in here 6 hours later, and it's still about 60% is what it was. But it was way worse. It happens real quick.
So you always do it in the leg?
Yeah, they tell you to do it in the thigh.
Yeah. You know what? It would be a good idea for any man to carry that. That way, if the police come up and catch you with your pants down, just go, EpiPen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's gotten me out of a lot of bindings.
You could be allergic to frogs. You said you had a frog in your throat.
And it still won't stop him. He'll do it again and again and again. And that's yeah. got to be frustrating, though, because you don't know what it is. It could be in the air. It could be something you ate. It could, right. you know, wow.
Right. Don't know what it is. But I've had to call and say, if it gets to the point where it's like too disfiguring, I would have called in and said, look, I was embarrassed enough as it was walking today with my face looking like this.
I'm not an animal.
Right.
Leave me alone. Well, we're glad you had an EpiPen with
Thank
you.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The easiest way to make sure that you're dealing with the company I'm talking about right now is to make sure that no matter how many kitchen and bath places you talk to, that's your choice, make sure one of them has the name Price in it. Because as far as I know, there's not another kitchen and bath company that has the name Price. They're advertising, they go, ooh, we have great prices, or our price. I'm not talking about, the name of the place. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. They're in De Pere. That's where their showroom is. Their work is all over the St. Louis area. Hundreds and hundreds of homes where people who live them now love their kitchens more than they love any other part of the house, or bathroom, if Thompson Price did the bathroom. You'll find yourself actually sitting on the toilet longer because you don't want to leave the bathroom. Brushing your teeth longer. Shaving longer. Put a TV in there, and you may be in there half a day. Same with the kitchen. Even people like us who don't cook, we're in the kitchen a lot. Got a TV in there above the refrigerator. Got an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Little snack, sit in the kitchen at the counter. Family members come over and you gather in the kitchen. It's an important part of the house. In fact, I think any realtor will tell you that, especially women, that guy may head for the garage or how big's the family room or the TV room or can I get a pool table in the basement, but women want to see that kitchen and the bathrooms. And when you go to sell that house, if there's a Thompson Price kitchen in it, well, it can't hurt at all. Thompson Price. The showroom is in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Man who has not seen everywhere, but he's working on it, and I think he may make it. His name is Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. I can't wait to see where he's taking us today. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
Where are we going?
Today I'm going to share with you a little bit of knowledge.
What? You said share.
What? Oh, I did say share. Oh, I'm sorry. Share.
Wow.
Share. I thought it was.
Holy cow.
Sorry.
I've never seen Trevor.
That's so random.
Oh, he loves that.
I wasn't expecting that.
Lie, but. Well, I misheard him. He said, I'm going to share. I thought he said share.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, she's doing her 50th final tour.
Yeah.
You know, I was working for a soft rock radio station the time she came
K-E-Z-K.
Through. The time she came through town and did her farewell tour. And I want to say that was 2003, if I'm not mistaken. And
you went to the concert, didn't you?
I had to be there for whatever.
But wait a minute, Bill, that's impossible. Because she's just now retiring.
Yeah, I know. I have to tell you, though, and
I know what you're going to say. My wife went to one of her shows.
It pains me to admit that. It was very, very good. She really, as annoying as I think she is, it was a very good show. And Cyndi Lauper was on there as well. She was like the opening act, and she was actually really good.
So. I just heard somebody 2 days ago, night before last, we were with friends, and oddly enough, I can't believe you said that, they went to a Cyndi Lauper concert. They said it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great.
She was very good. So, no, I'm not talking about Cher, the singer. I'm working on an article right now for a magazine about barns because they are plentiful. And if you have taken a ride anywhere around the United States, certainly you have seen barns. And one thing probably pops into your mind. They're all what?
Boring.
made of wood?
Red.
Red.
Well, they're not all red. They're,
generally speaking, barns are mostly
yeah,
well, red. There are parts of the country, too, where a lot of the barns have ads on the roofs. If you travel on the road, you'll see ads painted on the roof of the barn.
They used to have them going down 44, Merrimack Caverns.
Yeah.
On the,
they also make barns out of metal. Yeah.
That's great. So most of the barns...
Good story.
Yeah, good story, Trevor. Or Limey, or whatever we call you. The so most of the barns are red. So I started to think, well, why... There has to be some sort of a reason why most of the barns are red. And sure enough, there is some sort of a story, and maybe this will interest you, maybe this won't. You, I don't care.
You know what? This sounds vaguely familiar. Tell me if I get this right.
So I'll just... I'll quickly say that. So there have been a handful of different myths, like why people think... They were painted red. Some of the stories include,
Can we guess and then you tell us why?
Well, I only have just a handful, but one, for example, is people thought they painted the barns red so that their cows could find their way home. Well, that is a load of crap because the cows apparently are colorblind. Found that out today, so that does not work.
There's a gray barn.
There's just a bunch of them. So the reason, if you believe Farmer's Almanac or a handful of other reputable websites.
But I want to guess the reason.
Yeah, I want to guess the reason.
I don't think you'll be able to guess, but by all means.
Go ahead, Lime.
All right, I'm going to guess that they just had a buttload of red paint lying around them. It's just like, hey, we're painting them red.
All right, Dan, you laugh, but I'm also going to say it's something like that, either a shortage or an excess of something to do with
like,
paint.
In World War One or World War Two, they had to, every other color was being used, so red was just in surplus.
Is that sort of close?
You're all morons.
All farmers are Cardinal fans?
All idiots. So hundreds of years ago... Farmers would seal their barn. Well, first they didn't paint the barns at all. And then, of course, the wood would deteriorate, and they were looking for things to preserve the wood and make these barns last longer than they were.
Like paint.
So what they would do is they use something called linseed oil.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it is a mixture. It's an orange-colored oil. Comes from the seeds of flax paint. And so then they would add certain things to that particular mix. So they would add milk. They would add lime. They would also add something that most farms had, and it was rust. And when you mix those elements together, it makes the color very close to red. And they would put that on the barns, and that would help seal the barns from the elements. So your rain, snow, wind, whatever, that would cause deterioration or other things to even grow. So that rust, having that in there, it helped prevent funguses or mosses or things that would grow on the barns. And it was a red in color. And so that is how it began.
And do you know, and this is absolutely true, there was a guy back in the 1800s or something. He's the guy who told the farmers about the very ingredients you're talking about and to use them, because he was not a meteorologist, but he was an expert on the elements, as you said. And what's interesting about him was he was severely disfigured. He was the element man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. This show is full of it today.
Should have stopped at share.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Hey, there is a guy that actually calls in every once in a while on the yard sale on Saturday mornings that goes out and he repurposes barn wood. He will tear a barn down.
Oh, a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
And then he'll make furniture, and he has someone else that makes furniture, and it's like a big business.
No, but, it really is.
There are people that have doors in their homes that used to be barn doors.
There are people that have turned barns into homes. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
That's a different subject.
Well, I'll just shut up then.
No, that's okay. Promise? Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
No. Dan's absolutely right. I interviewed a lady in Fulton, Missouri once, and her whole thing was she would take these barns that were going to be destroyed, and they were obviously, they meant something to somebody. And so instead of just, completely knocking them down, people would give her the wood, and she would make tables. And
they
she
gave
would
her the wood, eh?
Yeah, they did.
You put a little piece of barn wood right there down by your fly, and then open it up and say, "Hey, your barn door's open."
You know what? This is I'm embarrassed to be part of this.
I'm not.
Not just today.
No.
That was a great joke, Dan.
Thanks.
All right. Can't get any better, so I might as well just go. I'm Bill Cleveland, ladies and gentlemen, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
And they love you.
They do. They really do love you.
I like that barn trivia.
Will you stick around for the rest of the hour, please?
I don't know.
Come on.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. You want a bonus joke?
I would love one.
Never, don't do this very often, so I'm just going to, I just feel like a bonus joke today. Mm-hmm. So this typical setup, guy meets a woman at the bar, and Dan, I'll dedicate this to you. It's a musician joke.
Okay.
So, he's at a bar after a concert. He's in a band. Like Dan is in a band.
Dan's in a band?
Yeah, so he meets this woman, and she said, "Wow, weren't you with the band? I saw that band. Aren't you a member of the band?" He goes, "Yeah, yeah, I'm bass player. And she says, "Wow, I love musicians. You want to go to my place and have sex?" He says, "Sure." Dan, you can relate to this. This happens probably all the time.
Oh, yeah. Constantly, yeah.
So they go to her place, and after they finish, she says, "You know, since you're a musician, I would have thought you'd had a bigger organ." And he said, "Well, I didn't know I'd be playing in a cathedral."
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you. Larry Connors comes on in about half an hour. Here's a little of what Larry will be talking. And by the way, if you've never heard, if you see people bail at 6 o'clock, you're missing some really interesting programming. He works really hard on the show, and you can tell it too. Here's a little of what he'll talk about tonight. Christine Ford, Dr. Ford. I think most people know who she is. She's in the news like every 5 minutes. She's the one that claims that Brett Kavanaugh tried to rape her, basically, 35 years ago. Apparently, she may decide now, again, not to testify. You know what? She's in, she's out, she's in, she's out. At a certain point, I'd go, you know what? If you're not willing to, let's just move on here.
The second girl's not going to testify.
Yeah, no, she's not either. Yeah. What does that tell you? There's a major children's hospital that will now, and let me stop before I say this. This is part of what, when I say what has happened to this country, this is on that list of things that I just don't understand. There's a major children's hospital says they will no longer identify patients as boys or girls.
Oh, good grief.
Holy.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's what I say, Randy. Two Girl Scout leaders are expelled because they oppose new rules which would let those born as males shower with Girl Scouts.
What?
Whoa. As young as 7.
Whoa.
So because they opposed it, they've been kicked out as scout leaders.
That's ridiculous.
Again, we've lost our minds. Police carry out a major drug bust. They found drugs that looked like candy. The candy resembled Hello Kitty, Homer Simpson, and other cartoon characters. And Mary Kay Letourneau, who can tell me who that was? Do you remember who she was?
Oh,
she
yeah, was, that was...
She a gymnast?
No, not a gymnast. She's Joey Buttafuoco, is that it?
No. She's the school teacher
that had an affair
with her 12-year-old male student. She now says that she didn't know that was illegal. She says that. Well, who would know that? You know, 12-year-old.
Not in the not in the handbook.
There was an archbishop I saw being interviewed they were talking to him and interviewing him about being with little boys, and they said, "Didn't you know that was illegal?" And he said, "No, I didn't realize that was illegal."
Yeah, sure he did.
Hey, speaking of teachers, did you see that story about the lady in Florida, the teacher in Florida who was fired because she would not if kids who didn't turn in their homework assignments, she gave them a zero, as you should get a zero.
Absolutely.
And the school fired her because the rules said in this particular school you couldn't give anyone a zero. You had to give them 50%.
What?
Right.
Even though they didn't turn anything in.
Again, we've lost our mind.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's stupid. What's this deal? I even hate to mention Six Flags or give them a plug. I don't think they spend any money here. But what's the deal with lying? You lie in a coffin for 30 hours,
and then the prize
is $300. Are you kidding me? If I'm going to lie in a coffin for 30 hours, you better give me more than $300. That's the prize.
Do you lay in it or do you stand in it?
No, you have to lie in a coffin.
No, you have to lay in it with a lid closed.
For 30 hours.
$10 an hour, basically.
You
no
get
way.
6 minutes an hour to go poop or whatever you have to do.
And the prize package equals $300. Like it's
Not even a $300 check?
No, no. Passes. It's season passes next year. And
no
things like that.
Dan's doing it.
Now, I know this is wrong. What this person did was wrong. But now, imagine yourself as the teenager who got to do this. There is a school bus driver in Indiana. I saw this woman's picture this morning. Again, she drives a school bus, just a typical full-size yellow school bus. She was letting the students drive the bus kids on the bus.
Oh.
The drivers were 11, 13, and 17.
Oh
now,
my God.
But how cool would you think that teacher was if you're 13, she goes, want to drive the bus?
Yeah.
And you just walk up and take over and start driving the bus. Man, oh, man, that'd be your favorite school bus driver. Wow. But, of course, now she's fired. You can't do that.
No.
Next
Tuesday at about 3:15, I will have on the phone Richard Sturban. Richard Sturban is the bass singer for the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
So he's going to come on with us Tuesday at 3:15. I guess that some people listening don't know who the Oak Ridge Boys are. I can't imagine that many people don't know who they are.
Elvira.
Oh, man.
Elvira and Y'all Come Back Saloon and Bobby Sue. This guy is like the deepest voice I've ever heard in my life. And we're going to have a nice little chat because October 20th, the Oak Ridge Boys and Tanya Tucker and Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers are going to be at the Family Arena in St. Charles. I have the privilege of introducing them.
Ryan.
And so Richard is going to come on and we'll talk about what it's like to have like the deepest voice in the world and be with the Oak Ridge Boys. I will give you a little bit of preliminary information, and I didn't know this till this morning. He sang backup on, I'm pretty sure it was Burn in Love with Elvis Presley before he was with the Oak Ridge Boys. See, we forget that most of these people were studio singers or musicians, and so they were on other people's records for a long, long time. That should be very, very interesting. I always liked the Oak Ridge Boys. Now, there's a couple of weird stories in the news that I don't understand. I don't understand. Dunkin' Donuts is dropping the word donuts. Hello, that's what we know you for is donuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be Dunkin'.
They're trying to say that they have now coffee. Everybody's
don't
going
you think
after,
everybody knew they had
exactly.
coffee?
I know. Everybody's going after Starbucks, I guess, is what the deal is.
Look, long time ago, Kentucky Fried Chicken said, we're KFC. Don't call us Kentucky Fried. That did not work. All right? This is not going to work either. And then Weight Watchers, because now Oprah pulls the strings, is no longer Weight Watchers. It's WW.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm with you, Bill. You should see Bill's face like, what? WW. What?
Sorry, no, an old friend that used to work with us at the other place is standing behind you. I think he's a new intern or something.
Good radio trainer.
Yeah, it's Brady. Well, I'm sorry.
He's not that old.
You know, Frank
he's
is...
an old friend.
Yeah.
Well, you know, guy. Okay, a person of young age that I've known for a few years.
That's good radio. Turn around, look at the guy behind you.
Well, why did
and
you?
You're pointing to a guy behind you. That's not good radio.
Why did you bring it up then?
I didn't bring it up. You're pointing to something behind me. I thought the building was on fire or something. Yeah, Dunkin'. Hey, let's go to Dunkin'. Nah, doesn't work for me. Oprah, WW. Women interest me because some women. Oprah buys a chunk of Weight Watchers, the stock up, sales up, just because Oprah. To me, I look at Oprah now and I go, Weight Watchers must not work very well. Because she hasn't exactly, has she, lost much weight that I can see?
She's done the seesaw thing for
sure. I think she's a walking like anti-testament, or whatever the opposite of a testament is to... the success of Weight Watchers. There's an article this morning, and this doesn't surprise anybody, and I'm not sure how they're going to make this work. In 2 years, probably, two more model years, they will start introducing cars with fingerprint recognition to start it. Not just push button, but it has to be your thumb or finger that starts it. I'll be interested to see how they're going to work. What if somebody goes, take my car?
Yeah, right. I mean, is there still going to be like a key fob or something? Or you can activate it if you have the fob on you in the car or something like that?
My guess is you don't need anything but your own fingerprint. But there will be a fob, I guess, you give somebody else. And if they have that, then they can start. I don't know.
That worries me, though, because I have that on my phone, and it doesn't It doesn't always work. You know, once in a while.
Mine works about 99% of the time.
No, mine doesn't. Mine, I would say 70% of the time.
You have a code on your phone, too, right?
Yes, it's backup. Yeah. But, Bill, wait till you get face recognition. I have that on my iPhone 10.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. I can be in a pitch-black room, turn the lights out, hold that phone up, and it knows my face. It reads a three-dimensional sonar. It's not about a picture.
Right.
It's depth of the facial structure.
Yeah, but he won't be able to hold the phone close because of his nose.
I can also put on sunglasses or a hat or both, and it still knows who I am.
All right, that's creepy.
No, because it's nose, chin, cheeks. It knows the contour of my face.
I have that on my phone as well, but I had to turn it off because I like to check my phone for the time because I don't wear a watch anymore because I'm a stupid millennial. And I had to turn it off because every time I would look at my phone to check the time, it would unlock my phone, and then I put it in my back pocket.
Oh, a butt dial.
Next thing you know, I'm butt dialing England.
Yeah, I have done that. Yeah. I have to make sure it's turned off. Mm. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
In an overcrowded hospital, a very crowded hospital, there are two men, and they're very sick. They're in intensive care. Needles everywhere. Tubes coming in and out of them. Obviously, real, real sick. Barely talk, breathe. And they're sharing a room. And if you've ever had to do that, I hate that semi-private room thing. Both men are lying there next to each other. Machines are going, beep, beep. Oxygen tube. Monitors and lights and flashing stuff, and they're there for a few days, and they're both so weak they can barely speak, and one of the men is barely able to just raise his hand and get the attention of the other man, and he points to himself, and with all his strength he's able to get out. Pointing to himself, he says, Jim. And then he falls asleep. He wakes up, and the other guy in the room is kind of weakly, barely raises his hand, waves, points to himself. He goes, Bob. He falls asleep. It took everything he had to just point to himself and say Bob. So now they know their names are Jim and Bob. About a day later, 24 hours later, the first guy wakes up again. He looks over, and the other guy's awake. So the first guy, with all he can muster, says, St. Louis. And the other guy goes, Chicago. Back to sleep. Well, now we know Jim and Bob, once for St. Louis, once for Chicago. It takes days to even have a partial conversation. They're so weak. Couple days later, one guy has just been visited by a woman, and she leaves, and he looks over at the other guy, and very weakly, he can barely raise his hand and point. He points to the woman leaving and says, wife. Falls asleep. A couple days later, the other guy has a visitor. When she leaves, he points and looks over at Jim and says, girlfriend. 3 days go by. They're asleep for 3 days. And Jim wakes up. And Jim looks over at Bob and just sort of is barely able to get this out. And Bob says, Sagittarius.
Oh, check traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by ZQL Pure Z's. Cards and the Blues, both downtown tonight. A reminder, the 11th Street exit's closed on eastbound 64. Use 14th or 6th Street to access the stadium. Earlier accident, eastbound 64 before Mason. An accident now, westbound 64 west of Clarkson Olive. And eastbound 70, look for slow-going Lindbergh all the way into Lucas and Hunt. Worried about another sleepless night? Try new ZQL Pure Z's melatonin gummies. ZQL Pure Z's, drug-free with a unique blend of chamomile to help you fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. New ZQL Pure Z's. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book called Bad Mood, Good Mood. 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. If you want to turn your bad mood into a good mood, this is the book for you. Check it out online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
It started in Wayno's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Ragazzi's and their banquet rooms. Ragazzi's is popular for their rehearsal dinners and are already booking holiday parties. If you're looking for a location to hold your holiday party, work luncheon, or even an extended family get-together, look no further than Ragazzi's. Their banquet room offers sit-down seating for 80, or for a more casual event, the upstairs banquet room sits 60. Pair that with the trademark 32-ounce fish bowls, and you'll have everything you need for a really good time. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Time to go to Dallas, Texas. Where John lives, who listens regularly, has for years. It's also now where Mike Evans lives. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Closed only on Monday. Both of them. Only on Monday. You absolutely need reservations to go to dinner at Annie Gunn's. And you need to know that gift cards are a great idea. And they sell thousands every year. Now, this is somebody's birthday. This is a day that somebody maybe yesterday got some good news, got accepted to a school, graduated, got engaged. In other words, every day is a good day for a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. They're located east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And as I said, they sponsor this guy. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Smooth.
Uh-huh.
No storms. Are they going to have a little rainy storms in St. Louis, huh?
It's the sun is out. It's crystal clear blue skies. No. Not storming here at all. They missed it. They acted like it was going to rain and nothing.
And then they said severe weather. And
oh,
everything.
Yeah. Thunderstorms.
The chance.
Nothing. Beautiful day. A little warm, but beautiful.
This week's pop quiz theme, dog lovers. Who is the big-time dog lover today? Naomi Watts. Kourtney Kardashian, Megan Fox, Tori Spelling.
No, come on, I would.
I mean, she's got a big
somewhere in that box. But, there's this sound. The sound of her eyes popping out of her head. She's a bug eye. She's got bug eyes. Tori Spelling.
She got a bug eye.
Papa.
Take that one, mate. You better go make sure you got the right name there, because if you gave it to Bong, then the Bong didn't belong.
You might ought to have your eyes checked. Get an eye exam.
Now, she's got Marty Feld. You know, like Tori Spelling, but what was the other one? Drew Barrymore, you think
is
cute?
Oh, Drew Barrymore is a cute little baby with great big boobs. Tori Spelling's eyes stick out further than Drew Barrymore's boobs do.
Yeah.
She's Popeye Spelling. That's what we used to call her. She does not get a boing.
Spelling. My God. All right.
The bong didn't belong.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you said it three times.
Love nuggets. I got some love nuggets for you.
All right.
Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, somebody. Yeah. Oh, no, never mind. Sorry.
Were you thinking
the
of something?
The bong
else?
Belonged.
She got it.
Katie Holmes wants to live in New York. Jamie Foxx wants to live in Los Angeles. She lives in New York. He lives in Los Angeles. Uh-uh. But they want the relationship to work.
Well, I do, too. I want
so as part of their deal to stay a couple, they are moving, and they will live in Atlanta, Georgia.
What's the difference?
I don't like Atlanta, Georgia.
I don't either.
Never have.
Too hot, too big.
As former CBS CEO Les Moonves waits to see if there's legal or maybe criminal sexual assault charges to fall, Les and his recently converted wife, Julie Chen, attended daily prayer service at the Beverly Hills. What happened?
I don't know.
At the Beverly Hills Jewish Temple. And last Thursday on Big Brother Live, Julie was instructed not to refer to herself as Julie Chen Moonves, just Julie Chen, as she has always done. But being live, as soon as they went live, she says, "Welcome to Big Brother. I'm Julie Chen Moonves."
Uh-huh.
That's another reason I don't think she'll be back for Big Brother next season. Hot Scoopage is
true.
Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin visited Wayfarers Chapel. It's an all-glass chapel overlooking the Pacific Ocean on the cliffs of Palos Verdes. It is a perfect place for a wedding. If you are ever in Southern California, it is a must-see. It's one of the most beautiful little chapels right on the cliffs of the ocean, all glass. The whole thing is made out of glass.
Wow.
Have you ever been there?
Nope.
I thought I told you to go there one time when you were driving.
You tell me what to do.
Well, if you listen to me, you'd be a much happier man.
Well, I'm happy as I can be.
Only in California. The word is that 30% of assault cases, the suspect is out of jail before the victim is out of the hospital.
That seems wrong.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
TV News, they're shooting the final season of Big Bang, and look for some big name as surprise guest to show up for the season finale. In my opinion, Big Bang really, really stinks. It is also with great sadness that I tell you that Magnum P.I., the new Magnum, it sucks.
No, that doesn't surprise me, though.
Very bad.
Some things you...
Odd but true, the most watched TV show Friday nights, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, is Dateline.
I can understand that.
Been going on forever.
And by the way, in case we forget it or run out of time, you called it right, I called it wrong. Cosby. You said they'd cuff him and take him to jail. I thought he'd go home on probation. You were right.
And his first meal is going to be Jell-O pudding.
I doubt it.
That's a true story. That is a true story.
Oh, then his first meal is going to be Jell-O pudding?
Huh?
Yeah. Is that true?
It's a true story, so I'm not making that up.
Yeah. Or he'll think it's pudding.
I heard about it a couple of days ago that the prison he goes to serves Jell-O pudding twice a day.
Yeah.
And then it also showed up on TMZ this afternoon.
Yeah, all the inmates said, Bill, we all went in together and got you this pudding.
Yeah. enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it. There's more where that came from.
Odds and ends. Another book coming out that Beyonce's been practicing witchcraft.
Right.
Yeah. Witchcraft. I don't know about that. How much time I got?
You have almost three minutes.
Okay. Phony party of one. Phony party of one. Mike Ketterner, who was a finalist on America's Got Talent and called the greatest family man in the world, adopted several kids, including a challenged child, will be in court tomorrow to answer domestic violence charges against his wife.
I heard that. And when the police showed up, they saw a big old red mark on her face.
Yeah.
From him smacking her. Man.
So much for nice guy.
Yeah, he was, man.
That's just nice. Ben Affleck is paying $1.3 million to be in rehab. Well, it costs a lot of money when you're messed up.
That must be a nice place.
It costs a lot of money when you are to be messed up. Setting the record straight, just to so you know, the final coroner's report states that Carrie Fisher died due to bad heroin. It was not a heart attack.
Oh,
yeah.
How can rehab cost over $1 million? Is that just because he's Ben Affleck and he's got it, or what the heck do they do, and how long are you in for to rack up that kind of money?
Oh, I'm sure it's just because it's Ben Affleck and he has the money.
That's do that now with heroin. They will put fentanyl in it, and then the people are overdosing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In the rehab?
No, not in rehab. No, when you said Carrie Fisher died of bad heroin.
Oh, yeah. That's true. How much time I got?
As the countdown continues, you have 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Okay, first we'll go to our history lesson that we do every day this week.
Okay.
100 years ago today, the only place you could buy fuel for your car was at a drugstore. Fuel was sold in gallon cans.
Whoa.
Wow.
And 100 years ago today, only 14% of the homes in America had bathtubs, and there were no showers back then. I guess it's a stinky country back then.
Well, not if they took a good bath and were only the only one in the bath water.
Once a week.
Yeah. Whether you need it or not.
Yeah.
And finally.
Here we go. You ready, everybody? You ready for me to be right?
Who's a big dog lover? Is it Naomi Watts, Kourtney Kardashian, Megan Fox, or Popeye? Tori Spelling.
I'm going to say Naomi Watts.
Oh, Megan Fox.
Tim had to leave. I'm going to go Popeye Spelling.
Tori Spelling has a pet chicken, not a dog.
Shoot.
Megan Fox has a potbelly pig.
Oh.
Kourtney has a cat. It's Naomi Watts. Never goes anyway without her Yorkie dog named Bobby.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Talk to the mom. I'm giving them live. I'm home. I'm taking my beer to say.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Thank you for being with us. Please thank a police officer every chance you get. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Martin Kilcoin. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com. St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Formerly known as America's Dad, Bill Cosby is being sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison. Cosby learned his fate in a Norristown, Pennsylvania courtroom today and was escorted out in handcuffs, looking straight ahead, expressionless. The 81-year-old was previously found guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting the former Temple University athletic staffer Andrea Constand at his home in 2004. After Cosby was handed his sentence, the women who accused him of rape and sexual assault said they finally received justice. Attorney Gloria Allred spoke to reporters.
This is a very important day. Judgment day has come.
President Trump is speaking out about the allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. While at the United Nations today, Trump said during a photo op the claims of sexual assault by two women are unsubstantiated and called them horrible. Meanwhile, the attorney of the second woman accusing